You're with Martha Simasoni of Music Heads, and we have our exciting guest this morning, Cheryl Cawley from the group Climax. Welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Really cool having you on board. Now, I'm really interested in how you picked up the guitar and how that all started for you.
Oh, yeah. My sister was married to a jazz musician by the name of Hubert Laws, and he was on tour with a group, and he happened to bring his guitar to my parents' house. And so I kind of started plucking at it, and they said, oh, Eureka, let's get Cheryl some guitar lessons. So I started playing guitar at a very early age, took lessons and studied in school and continued on. I've been playing the majority of my life.
So Cheryl, tell us how you got involved in the group Climax.
Okay, I happened to be playing in another band, rehearsal at another band, in the different cover bands and stuff that I was playing in while after college. And one of the girls happened to see me in a rehearsal room with another band. And a couple of the girls walked into the same rehearsal and said, hey, you don't want to play with this band. You want to play with our band. We have an all-female band called Climax. And so I went to the first rehearsal, and I wasn't too impressed, but they were all having fun. And so I stayed, and as time went on, the band got better and better, and we had fun playing and rehearsing music.
Now, Cheryl, up to this point now, I'm sure there's some great memorable moments for you. Now, if there was one in particular, what would that be in mind?
Oh, wow. Before I was in Climax, I actually had a dream, a daymare, a nightmare, whatever you want to call it. And I saw myself playing in a band, playing guitar in a band. And I remember the audience and the lights were shining and the music was going. And I was getting ready to step up to the microphone and sing my first note. And I remember in the dream, I looked over to my right where the band was. And I noticed that something was a little odd about them, but I couldn't see it in the dream. And then five, 10 years later, I realized one day that I was on stage and I was actually living that dream, got ready to step up to the microphone and sing my first note. And when I looked over to my right, I saw that it was an all-female band. So it was like a dream come true.
Wow. See, dreams do come true. That's awesome. Now, I've got a question about your music. One of my favorite tracks is I Miss You, and that's so still relevant now. How does that make you feel?
Oh, wow. It is really indescribable. I am so honored that people still enjoy the music. They still recognize the talent that was involved in the music. They still give me praise and accolades for the music. I am so appreciative that even as of today, people really honor and respect all of that. I mean, it warms my heart, really. It does.
With all the experiences that you've been through, including meeting some amazing people throughout your career, is there any lessons you've learned thus far or anything you can share with us on that?
You know, the one thing that I learned through all of this and that I tell anyone that will listen, pursue your dream, live your dream. No matter what that dream is, no matter what that passion is that you have, I mean, even if it's making designer pillowcases, if that's your passion, always follow your passion. Always go for your passion. Always go for your dream. For me, it was almost miraculous. And no such thing as an all-female band when I first started playing guitar. So just the dream of being in a band on stage was a dream come true. I mean, I couldn't see it full view at the time I started. But when it finally came into fruition, it was the most, it was almost spiritual. It was just so encompassing emotionally. I always tell people, follow your dream, follow your passion. That is the one thing that life is worth doing, is following your passion.
Very beautifully said. Now for you, do you prefer in the studio or live performance?
Live performance. I like the studio too, but live performance, you can feel the audience, you can feel the energy. You know, creativity can be spontaneous. I love that.
Yep, totally agree with you on that one. Now musically, what is the group doing now?
Okay, Musically, I'm still performing. We're doing some old school concerts. Actually, our next performance is in a place called Oxnard, California, in the United States. Still performing. People are still coming out to the concerts, still singing along with the melodies and the lyrics. And we actually have a live CD that's about to be released on the Neil Reed Worldwide label. So we're still doing it. We're still making music. We're still out there performing.
You hear people use the terminology old school. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think it really has to do with the time period. Of course, Climax music, it deals with the 80s and the 90s. And I think it's just a way of people knowing what time period and what genre of music that they're going to see, they're going to hear performed.
Yeah, I just hear that terminology used all the time, so it's quite interesting to get your interpretation of it. Thank you. Now, on my show, we do something called the uh-oh moment. Cheryl Cooley, do you have an uh-oh moment you want to share with us?
Oh, my gosh. There was a performance that we did, and I was really ill with a cold. I had a stuffy head, a kind of dizzy. But, you know, the show must go on, and there is a part in the show where I actually fall on my knees to play guitar and play solos and stuff, and then when it came time to get up, I was dizzy, and I just fell flat on my back, but I didn't miss a note. I kept playing, even though I was laying flat on my back. I was still playing guitar, so that was like the wow, uh-oh moment, that we still talk about today.
Oh, it's a classic though. It is a good one. I must admit, one of the better ones I've had.
Oh, wow. I can't really think of anything that is really bad. I mean, there's been some interesting ones where back in the day we were singing I Miss You and we were swaying back and forth and had our eyes closed because we were all into the music, and all of a sudden a male fan threw his underwear up on the stage. Luckily they were brand new out of the package, because we even saw the package he pulled them out of. And the singer was having her hand waving out, and all of a sudden there was a pair of what we call Fruit of the Loom men's underwear hanging on her hand, and that was a little interesting.
Beautiful. At least they were clean. At least they were clean. That's fine. So you've got some tour dates coming up as well as the release of your album. What other things are going on with Climax?
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, we're getting ready to release a live CD on the Neil Reed Worldwide label. We've got some shows lined up. Our calendar is starting to fill in with some dates. We're intending on actually doing some overseas shows as well, and just continuing on the Climax legacy. I mean, it's interesting that a lot of people, especially a lot of younger listeners, they have never seen or heard an all-female band. So it really is inspirational to us to be able to show, men as well as women, girls as well as boys, that women can get up there and jam just as hard as the guys.
They sure can. One of your favorite songs from Climax, which song would it be and why?
Oh, wow. My favorite song is called Divas Need Love Too. It was on our fourth album, what we call the Pink and Black album, which was entitled Climax. And it's just something about the rhythm of that song that I've always enjoyed playing and listening to. That would be my favorite. I guess my next favorite would be The Men All Pause.
Great song. Now, are there any final words from you? Like, how can people get a hold of the group?
I invite your listening audience to please check us out on climax.com. That's spelled KLYMAXX.com. Please check out the website. We're also on Facebook, Climax Music. All of our social media is listed right there on our website. I invite the fans to send me emails, climax@climax.com. I respond to the fans. If the fans, contact me on Facebook, I respond back to them. They contact us through email. I respond back to them. I mean, I enjoy the interaction with the fans, but please, I invite you to check out our website at climax.com.
The amazing Cheryl Cooley. Make sure you drop in and check them out online. Cheryl Cooley, as well as the group Climax. Big shout out to Leala J Management Entertainment for bringing this interview with me, Martha Samasoni. You're with Music Heads.